Welcome to Breakthrough, the podcast that helps you to get unstuck, move forward, move on, and finally break through to that next level that you have been looking for. I'm Mickey Ruthman, transformational breakthrough coach, speaker, and author, and your host right here on the Breakthrough podcast. So get ready to break the barriers and break the limitations, and let's dive right on into this week's episode of Breakthrough. Hello there, everybody, and a very warm welcome to Breakthrough. And for those of you who didn't listen to the previous episode, if you're a little confused right now and you don't understand why this is called Breakthrough, yes, this is the podcast that was formerly known as Food for Thought. But I decided to change the name to Breakthrough because that really is my passion in life, is to help people to get that breakthrough, right? That's usually what we all want in any particular situation that we find challenging, or a goal that we have, is we're looking for breakthroughs. So welcome to the all new Breakthrough. So as I mentioned in the previous episode, I wanted to open the floor to really help you guys to get breakthrough on and get coaching one-on-one with me through your particular goal, challenge, or situation that you're trying to get a breakthrough on, but you just don't know how, right? So I opened the floor for you guys to apply to have a one-on-one session with me, for me to coach you live through your particular challenge or your particular goal to get your breakthrough right here on this podcast. Because, you know, by coaching one of you through your situation, everybody else who is listening also learns, also gets that information, and can also get their breakthrough. So thank you so much to everybody who sent an email requesting to have those sessions and be on the podcast to be guided and coached through their particular goal or challenge. And we will be getting to all of those recordings ASAP. And if you want to be live on this podcast, if you want me to coach you through your particular challenge or your goal and to get your breakthrough live here on this podcast, do drop an email to admin@mickeyruthman.com with the subject line podcast, and I will put those details in the show notes for you guys as well. So this week, guys, I am coaching Natalie through something that a lot of people struggle with. So if this is you, do keep listening to this episode. So firstly, if you are someone who finds yourself having a lot of limiting beliefs, especially around the area of money and success, then do keep listening, because that is what I'm coaching Natalie through. Secondly, if you're perhaps someone who you've done a lot of internal self-work, a lot of personal development, but it feels to you like that situation just isn't changing no matter what you do, then this episode is definitely for you. And then lastly, guys, if you feel like there is something that a limiting belief that is a story that's been running in your life, and you desperately want to change that story or that belief, but for some reason you're perhaps, you know, intellectually you're getting it, you know what the new belief is you want, but you're just not getting yourself to a point where you actually at a core level believe it, that it's an integrated part of you, then this episode is 100% for you. Do keep listening, because that is exactly what I'm coaching Natalie through on this episode. So guys, I hope you enjoy this very first episode of Breakthrough with live coaching with Natalie through how to begin to change your money and success story. Here we go, guys. Enjoy. Hi, Natalie. What is your question?
Hi, Mickey. Okay, so I'm struggling with something at the moment. I'm just in the process of starting an online business. And I'm really struggling with the limiting belief of the fact that somewhere in my brain, I believe that I'm not actually capable of success. And there's a fear of success, because if I do actually make it, then I doubt that I'm going to be able to manage it and be disciplined enough to run my business properly, and basically that I'm just going to screw it up. I think that's the limiting belief. And then just a little bit of background is, I've always been looked after. Like I was daddy's little girl. And then I met my ex-husband when I was very young. And he is in finance, super responsible, analytical kind of guy, A-type personality. And so I went from my dad looking after me to my husband looking after me. And we were married. Well, we were together for 20 years and recently got divorced. And I had to go and study something and learn how to adult. And yeah, so I'm finding that particular aspect of adulting a little bit difficult because I've been looked after all my life. I'm afraid that I won't be able to do that myself. And it's affecting me badly because he is currently still supporting me financially. And so I guess, yeah, there's this kind of gray cloud over that particular area in my life.
Okay. So I hear that you've kind of already identified where that comes from, where these beliefs or these thoughts come from, these fears.
Yeah. Yeah.
What work have you done up to now around that?
I think really I haven't worked on the beliefs themselves. I've really only got to a point where I'm conscious of what is causing it. Mm-hmm. But I haven't broken down those beliefs and worked out a way to counteract them.
Okay. So let me ask you this. If whenever you're thinking that, when you're thinking thoughts of, I will never be able to be successful, I will never be able to financially be okay or support myself, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that thought feel inside of you? How do you feel when you think that?
Enormously anxious because it's something that I have to do. So I think it's the fact that I have to do it that freaks me out. It's like the night before you write an exam and you haven't studied. It's that feeling.
Yeah. Okay. So it kind of feels like an obligation that you have that you're kind of pressured now to do it by a certain time, right?
Yes. Like in a cornered.
All right. So I want to just point out to you, can you see how putting pressure on this has to happen and it has to happen now is perpetuating the belief that you're never going to get there?
Yes.
It's an energy of there's urgency, there's desperation. Now, I don't know how much you know about energy itself, but whenever we have a feeling or a thought that creates a feeling and an energy of desperation, urgency, we're actually, in a sense, blocking the very thing we're asking for. We're not in flow. We're not allowing. We're actually resistant to the very thing we're looking for, right?
Yes.
Because this universe doesn't work in such a way that you can twist its arm based on urgency. And unfortunately, if we could, I think a whole lot of us would be really super successful and exactly where we want to be. So the first thing I want to work with is that absolute desperation and you know, the urgency you've put behind it. Because here's the thing. If you can learn to firstly focus on what am I thinking that's making me feel a certain way. So that feeling of anxiety, right, is making you feel like it's urgent. Okay. It doesn't feel good, right, when you feel that anxiety. Okay. No. So what would be a better thinking thought that you can replace that thought with that feels better, but at the same time feels believable to you? Because here's the thing. You cannot move straight from I'm unsuccessful or I'm broke or whatever to I'm a millionaire, okay? Your BS meter in your brain is going to go off. So what would be a better thinking thought that you can reach for right now surrounding your success and your finances that feel better inside of you?
I think you know that the big thing is to take the pressure off and just look at the situation realistically. Is that I really have only been at this for a year, and so I have a whole lot of unrealistic expectations of myself, where I should be now versus where I am. So I think the expectations I need to really find a way to let go of those and just let it be, be in the process without trying to control it.
Mm. What would be the opposite of the story that you've been telling yourself up to now? Because you've been running the story of, I am not successful, I can never be successful, I am not financially free. What is the opposite of the story you've been telling yourself?
Well, it would be that I am exactly where I'm supposed to be, and that I am competent and capable, and that I have the potential, the inner resources to do amazing things.
Mm-hmm. Would it be far-fetched for you to think a thought along the lines of, I am supported and guided and divine solutions show up for me?
Would it be? Sorry, can you ask that again?
Would it be internally for you? How does it feel to say something along the lines of, I am supported, I am guided, mm-hmm. and divine solutions show up for me?
Do you know, it doesn't make me feel uncomfortable, but I can't say that I believe that with 100% authenticity. Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's something that I'd love to believe.
It's a concept.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's divine. I mean, it sounds amazing, and I'd love to be able to operate on a daily basis from that space.
Mm-hmm.
But there seems to be this intrusion all the time.
Okay. So let me enlighten you a bit on what that intrusion is. So I can hear by how you speak that you've done a lot of internal work, and I honor you for that, because it does. It starts with something breaking in our lives or having a desperation to change certain things that we no longer want, to change the story that we've been running up to now, right? But most of us don't know how. So intellectually, we know we need to change the story, right? You kind of know, I can't keep persisting with these negative thoughts. I can't keep, that's how you identify that this is a limiting belief that has to change, is that intellectual knowing that this is not good for me, right? So
Yes. The
reason why we struggle to take it over from intellect into an actual belief is your intellect is only in charge 5% of the time. That is your conscious mind. So Okay. What's been happening in your subconscious mind, that's 95% of our mind per day is in the subconscious thinking mode, right? So subconscious is very much on autopilot. So can you see how it's then difficult to integrate the 5% intellectual knowing into something that is already on autopilot? This story has been running for years, right? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So the way that the subconscious mind, that 95% works is mm-hmm. it works on habits. Okay. It's a habitual mind. So the beliefs that you formed in your subconscious mind that are still running on autopilot is based on habits that you've now formed. You've thought this thought and had this belief for over and over and over. And let me guess, because of that, it also keeps perpetuating and showing up in your life as evidence, right? So your mind keeps going, you see, there it is again.
Yes.
Yeah, you see, it's true.
Yes.
Okay. So that's how the subconscious mind works. So literally for us to integrate an intellectual knowing, something we know we need to change, to integrate mm-hmm. that into the subconscious mind, which is the larger part of our thoughts and our feelings, is we need to change habits. It's the habits mm. that need to change. Mm. And the only way you can begin to do that is to become consciously aware, for instance, of which situations do you go into these thoughts and this story and those fears, right? So give me an example of when do these thoughts and these fears start showing up for you?
Okay, well, this is a perfect opportunity because they're rife at the moment with Christmas coming up. Here's a perfect example, is that I'm sitting now with only enough money in my account to get the absolute necessities for the rest of the month, petrol, electricity, food, those kind of things. And it's Christmas in a couple of days' time, and I don't have finances to get my kids presents.
Mm-hmm.
So then instead of just saying like, okay, well, look, this is the situation, I will then say, yeah, but you should be further by now. Like, you're in your 40s. This is pathetic. And then I'll start bashing myself because of that. But, you know, the reality of the situation is this is where I am right now. But and both their birthdays, by the way, are in January as well. Mm-hmm. So there's this fear of not being able to show up for them.
Yeah. Okay. And that's very real fears, right? Especially when our external circumstances are not reflecting what we're desiring internally and want to hope for, want to believe in, right? So let me ask you this question. How much time are you spending on those thoughts of Christmas is coming up, there's not enough in my accounts?
Way, way too much.
Okay.
Like, so a lot.
Can you see how that thought pattern is now a habit? Okay.
Yes.
And how that is now in the subconscious mind, the story's running over and over again. So you're going to have to look at putting intentional daily practices in place. Firstly, to focus on that which you do want instead of that which you don't want, because we're creating with what we think. And how we do that is you're thinking a thought, right? Whether on autopilot or conscious, you're thinking a thought, that thought becomes a feeling or an emotion. And that emotion is what is attracting to us what we see show up in our external reality. And by saying that, I'm sure you can then notice how the more you've thought these thoughts and felt these feelings, the more of this kind of stuff you've been attracting, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So
sure.
It's going to have to be a conscious decision to put daily practices in place, whether it be to meditate for 10 minutes on a better thinking thought that creates a better thinking or a better feeling, right? And yeah, reaching for a thought that is more believable for you. Even if the thought that is more believable for you is not necessarily, I am abundant, because a whole lot of us struggle to believe that. Even I, when I have to say the words, I am abundant or I am successful, if you're not there yet, it feels, you know, it feels like you're BSing yourself, right?
So yeah.
Even if your better thinking thought that has a better feeling is something along the lines of, I accept where I am now, but I trust that there are divine solutions coming and that I can just relax. Or I am busy learning how to attract the life I desire to live. And
yeah, you see, now that sounds like something I could say to myself.
And that's why I say it's really a matter of reaching for a thought that feels better to you. Because if you're not believing it that I'm successful, rather choose a thought that says, I am busy learning how to be successful. And in the meantime, I am letting it unfold as it should.
Yeah.
Okay, so always try and find something that obviously is the opposite of what the story you've currently been telling yourself, but at the same time is something that really is believable for you. Okay, because here's what happens when we reach for something that's not believable for us, it causes resistance internally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because you kind of got that little voice going, not true. Right.
Yeah.
So it's important to find statements that really for you feel like this is the truth for me. Okay, this is what I can accept as my truth right now. The second thing I just want to touch on is usually when we have a story running in our mind or even a habit, something we know is not good for us. It's like eating donuts, right? We know we shouldn't eat more donuts. And when you find yourself again, you've stuffed three in your mouth, right? And you're going, but I said, don't eat donuts. So usually when there's a bad habit we have or a bad thought or a negative story that's been running in our lives, usually what we find ourselves doing is that there is somewhere in that, although you intellectually know it's not good for you, there's a payoff in that for you. There's a payoff in you perpetuating that story, that thought, that habit. So what do you think is the payoff that you're getting out of still holding on to your story of, I'm not successful, I will never be able to look after myself, I'm not financially free?
Well, I'm proving myself right.
Yeah.
I'm proving myself right by doing that. It's almost like I put out something mentally and then I'm affirming that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So basically what you're looking, I think the word you're reaching for there is you're getting confirmation or affirmation in some way, shape,
yes,
or form. Okay.
Yes.
You mentioned at the beginning of the call, you said you also have a fear of being successful. So do you think that perpetuating these thoughts are somehow keeping you safe?
Absolutely.
In your comfort zone?
Yes.
Because here's the thing.
Because I don't have to risk, if I screw it all up, then I don't have to risk being that person, that responsible, capable, disciplined, competent person that I would have to be if I did succeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, I get to put that off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you see how there's always a payoff in it somehow for us, even if it's a bad habit or it's something we don't want anymore? Subconsciously, it's feeding something inside of us. So those are things that you can now also go and look at then and say, right, so why do I have a fear of that if I put myself out there, I'm going to fail? That's a limiting belief you can work with then. So by looking at what's the payoff I'm getting out of it is to address those things as well, right? Because the payoff is what's actually perpetuating it. None of us would do something or continue doing something that we don't like doing. If you don't eat tomatoes, and you won't continue eating a tomato, right? But if you were getting some kind of payoff out of that tomato, if that tomato was putting you, it was like wine, you know, it was giving you a high somehow, you'd continue eating it even though you don't like it, right?
Yes.
So that's really what's happening when we have a story that is not good for us running in our mind on and on and on, but we actually continue choosing to do that. Is that there's a payoff somewhere. Okay.
So
I want you to close your eyes for a second and really just from your heart answer this question for me. Mm-hmm. Who would Natalie be without those thoughts? Describe her to me. How does she feel? What does she look like? What is she doing? What is she experiencing?
Okay. She would have a feeling of freedom, inner freedom. She would be fun. She would be calm. She would be a light. You know, those people when they walk into a room and they light up a room. Mm-hmm. And she would be of service.
And how does it feel to be that person? How does it feel?
Amazing.
Light.
Amazing.
Service. Does she feel? Does she feel worthy? Does she feel needed? Does she feel meaningful?
All of the above.
Okay.
So all of the above.
Here's what I want you to do every single day, as often as you can, for as long as you can daily. So ask yourself that question. Who would I be without these thoughts? With your eyes closed in meditation if you want. But ask yourself that question and then allow your mind to paint that picture for you and focus on how that would feel. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is one way that you can begin to flip that story, that old story around. Is to focus on who would I be without these thoughts? Mm-hmm. The other thing I want you to do is you also mentioned how you get very frustrated with yourself because, damn, I'm trying to change this and I've done so much work already and it's just not changing and all the stuff that's going on around it, right? Firstly, I want to just remind you that nothing in our lives can change when we don't have compassion for ourselves, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to become a lot more compassionate with yourself. Plus, you've got to remember that your mind has been on autopilot for X amount of years already, right?
Yes.
So, and as you mentioned, you are exactly where you need to be right now already, okay? But when we go into judging ourselves, getting angry with ourselves for things not changing, again, we're creating resistance inside ourselves for the very thing that we want. Plus, your mind is uncomfortable. Your ego mind is so uncomfortable with change. It fears change because something different to what we're used to is actually, that seems scary, right? Whether it's good for me or not, that's the part that seems scary. So yeah, sure. What helped me to do that, and I think this will help you as well, is just literally to put your hand on your heart, and you can do it right now, feel what it feels like, put your hand on your heart, close your eyes, and literally tell yourself, it is safe for me to be happy. Okay. It is safe for me to be abundant. Mm-hmm. It is safe for me to let go of the story that I cannot have the life that I desire to have. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you feel that, how that feels inside of you?
Yeah. I mean, it's like an immediate soothing feeling.
Yeah.
Like connecting and soothing and calming. It brings everything down a whole bunch of notches.
Absolutely. And here's the thing is, remember one thing, your voice is the voice you've been hearing most of your life, the most, and it's the voice that you believe. Our own voice is the one we believe the most, right? So by telling yourself in your own voice, it is safe for things to change. It's okay. And at the same time, in that moment, surrendering to whoever your higher power is that you believe in, you're going to immediately feel that change, that internal shift in energy. Plus, you are acknowledging, I cannot do this on my own.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's definitely a daily practice. Whenever you feel yourself, oh shit, I'm in that moment of, I've just gone back into fear, I've got these thoughts again, literally stop, put your hand on your heart, remind yourself that it's safe to let go of the story. Okay. Choose a better thinking thought and surrender it.
Okay. Makes sense.
And then there's one other thing that I think would really help you, a tool that I recently started doing and it really, really helped me a lot. So I'm just going to talk you through it. We don't need to do it on this. Actually, yes, let's do it on this call quickly so you can just experience it for yourself. Because I found that, again, whenever we have an intellectual belief, we've done a lot of work around something, so that the intellectual grasping of it is there, right? But it just hasn't integrated into a real core belief just yet, right? Mm-hmm. So this helped me to one by one take certain beliefs that I had and literally just have them integrate into my core being. Okay. So choose for me quickly one thought that you would like to change that feels like I want to believe this, but I'm just not believing it yet. Whether it be I am enough or I am worthy, I am capable, anything like that.
I think I am enough.
Okay.
I am enough.
All right.
Covers a whole bunch of things.
Okay. So what I want you to do for a moment where you're sitting now is just close your eyes. Put your hand on your heart.
Yeah.
Take a nice deep breath in. And on the release, just literally let it go. And I want you to get that thought in your head of I am enough. Literally see that thought in your mind's eye up there in your head. And let me know when you can see it.
Okay,
I've
got it.
Okay. Now I want you to literally imagine that thought. See it dropping down from your mind all the way down into your heart. Drop it into your heart. And let me know when you're feeling it in your heart. And focus on how that feels. Can you feel it?
I can.
Okay.
And it feels... yeah, it's just warm.
Okay. So take a nice, nice deep breath in again. And release. And you can open your eyes. So that is my new technique that I found that really worked for me, to literally drop that which is intellectually, that thought that's up there, to drop it down into my heart. And to continue.
And it's amazing, Mickey, how quickly you can change gears in that moment. You know what I mean? You don't have to sit. It doesn't feel like I would need to sit for 20 minutes to do that. You can just change gears in the moment.
Do you know why that is?
No.
We as humans were never made to function on our own. We're connected to our source and we're actually powerful beings, but because we're living in a world that's very limited, we've forgotten who we are. Okay, we've forgotten that connection we have and the support we have and the divine solutions that are available to us, the power that we have as human beings, and the fact that we actually are all-knowing. We've got all of the wisdom and all of the everything we need is already inside of us, right?
Yeah.
But we're so disconnected with all the stuff that's happening around us that it literally just takes one moment of us getting back to remembering, I'm not in this alone and I don't have to try and do it myself, for that energy to immediately shift. So that has become one of my daily practices, is literally to spend time remembering who I am, literally closing my eyes and saying things to myself like, I am divinity. I am a powerful being who's connected to a higher power that literally is in charge of everything, who knows already what the divine solution is for this thing and will guide me to it, right? Mm. Those are better thinking thoughts that create better feelings.
Absolutely. So. But as you say, I think I just, because of the stress and because of the mental noise and the negative thinking, it just, every time I go into that thinking, I disconnect from my source. I disconnect from that divinity.
We do, because it's not in alignment.
I have experienced it.
Not in alignment with the being that you are. So our emotions, by the way, is, I call it our GPS. The moment you're having a bad feeling, that means you're not in alignment with what you are created to be. Think about it for a second. If you're in fear, you're thinking a thought that's got you separated from your source, not in alignment with who you are. So your feelings are a very good GPS to perpetually ask yourself throughout the day, right now with what I'm feeling, am I in alignment with who I am or not? And then change that thought, get back into alignment.
Yeah, I actually haven't, I mean, I've done a lot of soul searching and I haven't thought of it that way. And that's just such a simple way of putting it.
Yeah, it's sad that we're taught from a young age that our emotions are a bad thing. It's actually our GPS. We need to be aware of them. Right, so how do you feel right now?
Amazing. I'll tell you exactly how I feel. I feel calmer.
Mm-hmm.
I feel more rational, softer.
Okay.
If that makes sense. If softer is a feeling, I feel softer.
That's good. And does that give you some guidance of daily practices and things you can begin to do whenever these thoughts creep up on you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think I'm mostly every day so concerned about helping other people to feel better and find themselves authentically that, I don't do it for myself.
Yeah.
So that makes,
and most,
I need to make time every day.
Most importantly, when you catch yourself back into these thoughts, remember they're habits that you're busy changing. Have compassion with yourself. If you've got kids, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if your child had to come running in with a cut on his leg, would you tell him to man bugger off, you're being ridiculous?
Definitely not.
So why do we do that with ourselves, right? So all that's happening in that moment is it's an old wound that's surfacing.
Yeah.
You've got to literally, like you would parent your child, have compassion with yourself. And then just choose a better thought, realign with your source, choose a better feeling, surrender again. I've surrendered a million times sometimes, but
it's
about choosing again.
I was going to say, I may have to do this like 100 times a day.
That's okay. You've done the other thought 1,000 times a day for how many years? So absolutely, do it as many times as you like. You're busy retraining your subconscious mind. You're giving it a new habit. And what you'll actually begin to see is the more you do this, every time that you're in a situation where the old story or the old thought pattern pops up, that fear, that thought, that whatever, that's when your mind will actually, or your soul actually in that case, jumps in and then goes, we have a new way of thinking about this. That's when it becomes awesome.
Yeah.
That's when you've got consciousness working with you going, we've changed this habit, right? So it is actually a good thing to do this as often as you can.
Brilliant. Well, I'm going to start. I've already started.
Awesome. Awesome. So does that help you? Any other questions?
It really does help me. It gives clarity on, it gives clarity on where I'm going wrong and why I'm feeling like this. it's just completely a disconnection with my soul and with my source and being mind identified. So just, yeah, it gives me a huge amount of clarity on just being, bringing myself back into the moment and just practicing awareness and consciousness. So yeah, it helps enormously.
Awesome. Thank you for allowing me to talk you through it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Mickey.
It's an absolute pleasure. All right, guys. So just to recap on this episode and what Natalie and I discussed in her live breakthrough coaching session. So the first thing, guys, is that we need to realize that whenever we have a desperation or sort of a, you know, a this has to change kind of feeling about something, we're actually causing and creating a whole lot of resistance to that thing on an energetic level within ourselves, right? And secondly, the fact that we really need to have compassion with ourselves and be non-judgmental towards ourselves for where we are in the journey, right? Because we're all on a journey. We're all constantly learning, changing, growing, evolving, and healing. So it really is key that we have compassion with ourselves on that journey, because, you know, we've had perpetual beliefs, limiting beliefs, if that, that have been running, and stories that have been running in and on our lives for many, many years. So we, you know, when we start to work with these things, we do sometimes, because we start becoming consciously aware of the things that we're doing or the ways we're thinking that's perpetuating that situation in our lives, we can become very judgmental of ourselves and frustrated with ourselves. And we really need to focus on having compassion with and non-judgment for ourselves, because we all are busy healing, busy learning, busy growing, busy evolving every single day through every single situation that we face. And every day we're just getting better and better at it, right? So we need to realize that, you know, how you handle a situation, you're handling it from what you know now, okay? You're doing the best you can with what it is you know at any given time of your life. And then next up, guys, what I coached Natalie through is, you know, what to do with that resistance that she's created inside of her, how to flip that around. In other words, how to really begin to identify what your thoughts are, how they make you feel, and then choose, consciously choose, a thought that feels better within you. And key part here, guys, is to choose a thought that is believable for you. In other words, not jumping from your previous thought of I am broke to I am a millionaire, because if there's any resistance inside of you, you're not going to really feel it. You're not going to believe it, right? So reach for a better thought that feels better, but one that is believable for you, right? And then secondly is to really identify what is the payoff in you perpetuating your current belief or the current story that you've told yourself about this thing, because there's always a payoff in it somehow for us. And then to address that which we see as the payoff as well. And then, guys, what I coached Natalie through is just a couple of daily practices that she can begin to put in place to really integrate that. Not, you know, to understand that the conscious mind could understand something intellectually, but your subconscious mind hasn't grasped that yet, because it's a habitual mind. That's why it's on autopilot, based on the habits you've had. So your habits need to change. And to change our habits, we need to change our daily practices. So a couple of the daily practices that I gave her was, firstly, to focus on who she would be without those thoughts. What would it feel like? And really feel those feelings and visualize that picture in her mind for at least 10 minutes a day. And then the second daily practice that I gave her is that whenever she finds herself going into fear or disbelief about the new belief that she's chosen, the new story that she wants, is to just put her hand on her heart and remind herself that it is safe It's safe for her to change her belief. It is safe for her to want more and to be happy, right? And then also another practice that I gave her was to literally see that thought in your mind, the new thought you want to have, the new belief you want to have. And the example we used here was that she wanted to believe that she is enough. She really wanted to believe that at a core level, right? So what I talked her through was to, in her mind's eye, think that thought and actually see that thought in her mind. And then literally envision and feel that thought dropping from your mind into your heart. Feel what it feels like when it drops into your heart, and then focus for a while on how that feels. And in short, guys, it really is a matter of listening to our emotions. Our emotions are our GPS. The moment you are not feeling good, that means you are not in alignment with your higher self, right? With your core being, which is a powerful spiritual being, okay? Who's connected, who's got support, who has a source that loves you dearly and has divine solutions you cannot even see that it can present you with, right? So whenever we're feeling a negative feeling, that means that our thoughts in some way, shape or form are out of alignment with who we really are. So our emotions really are our GPS. So really, every time that you're not feeling so good, what you can do actually is to set a reminder on your phone that just says, how am I feeling? And in that moment to stop and literally just focus on how you're feeling. And if how you're feeling at that moment is not a good feeling, in other words, you're anxious, you're stressed, you're worried, you're sad, you're angry, anything that's negative, is to then realize that you are busy thinking a thought that is not in alignment with your higher self. And in that moment, guys, to choose a better thinking thought that feels better, one that is believable for you. And then again, to also in that moment, have compassion with yourself as you choose that better thought. And then continue to just do that. Every hour on the hour, stop, ask yourself, how am I feeling? And then choose a better thinking thought that feels better and that is believable for you. So guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you to Natalie for being willing to be vulnerable and allow me to coach her through her obstacle that she wanted breakthrough on. I honor her for being vulnerable and for taking action, guys. Taking action to ask for help on how do I begin to change this, because we all need help, right? Not everyone can do this on our own. I don't even do this on my own. I have a coach as well. But guys, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Again, if you want me to coach you live through your obstacle, your challenge, or your goal to get your breakthrough on this podcast, do drop an email to admin@mickeyruthman.com, subject line podcast. I've left that for you in the show notes as well. And please do let me know what your takeaways and aha moments were that you took from this episode, either in the comments below, if you're seeing this on social media, or do leave me a rating and a review on this podcast channel, or simply just tag me in a post. Take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast. Tag me in a post on Instagram or Facebook. I'd love to connect with you over there as well. And hear what your aha moments were and what your takeaways were from this episode. But thank you so much for joining me live once again here on Breakthrough. Have a fantastic week. And as always, guys, I'm playing out with a song that I really just enjoy. Well, that has some meaning to me, and I hope you enjoy it with me. But I will see you right back here next week on Breakthrough.
Like a chest of hidden gold, shimmers in the depths below. We are the treasures that they hide. Like the sun, it sets the night, bursting through a darkened sky. We are soldiers of the light, and we will glow. Oh, 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 oh. So let them build their righteous star, our blazing hearts will burn in dawn. We are soldiers of the light. just a hidden gold, shimmers in the dust below. We are treasures that they hide, like the sun it sets the night, bursting through a darkened sky. We are soldiers of the light. A thousand miles, we are brighter, the flame will never die. Let's show 'em how we light up tonight. Oh, you and I, we're soldiers of light. We will glow.